Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hard-coded AI and the End of the Scientific Consensus is a non-fiction polemic and technical critique by Voxday, presented as part of the Mathematics of Evolution. The book examines two linked subjects, the reliability of institutional science and the behavior of artificial intelligence systems when asked to evaluate controversial scientific claims. Its central case concerns Day's challenge to neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory through mathematical arguments developed in collaboration with an AI persona named Claude Athos. According to the book's framing, AI peer reviewers reproduce the same deference to consensus, credentialed authority, and orthodox language that Day sees in human peer review. The work combines institutional criticism, discussion of the replication crisis, transcripts of AI review interactions, and appendices containing technical papers. Because its conclusions about evolution run against mainstream scientific consensus, the book is best understood as a controversial intervention rather than a settled scientific synthesis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI peer review as a test of institutional bias. One of the book's defining features is its use of AI models as simulated peer reviewers. Day describes submitting technical papers challenging neo-Darwinian evolution, along with a parody paper, to leading AI systems configured to evaluate scientific work. The point is not merely to ask whether AI can judge biology correctly, but to examine what AI has absorbed from the scientific literature on which it was trained. In Day's interpretation, the models did not act as neutral mathematical auditors. Instead, they allegedly favored conventional framing, institutional tone, and consensus-compatible conclusions while treating heterodox arguments with suspicion. This gives the book a distinctive angle compared with standard critiques of peer review, because it treats AI as a diagnostic instrument for the intellectual habits embedded in professional science. The argument is also limited by the fact that AI performance depends heavily on prompts, model design, training data, and evaluation criteria. And, even so, the experiment allows Day to connect debates about scientific gatekeeping with current concerns about automated research assessment. Secondly, mathematical objections to neo-Darwinian mechanisms. The book's most technical component is its claim that neo-Darwinian evolution faces mathematical constraints that are not adequately addressed by mainstream theory. And search descriptions and promotional material identify concepts such as the Bernoulli barrier, the selective turnover coefficient, and a maximal mutations, ceiling as central to the probability zero collaboration. Day presents these as formal limits on mutation, selection, fixation, and the accumulation of functional biological change. The book, therefore, does not frame its anti-Darwinian case primarily as a theological or philosophical objection, but as a quantitative challenge to the feasibility of standard evolutionary mechanisms. This is also the area where readers need the greatest caution. Evolutionary biology is a mature field with extensive empirical and mathematical literature, and Day's conclusions are not accepted by the mainstream scientific community. The value of this section for readers depends on their ability to follow the assumptions behind the calculations, distinguish model boundaries from biological reality, and compare the claims against established population genetics. Thirdly, the replication crisis as evidence of systemic scientific decay hard-coded places its argument about evolution within a broader critique of modern scientific reliability. Day uses the replication crisis as a sign that published science can accumulate weak, false, or overstated findings faster than institutions can correct them. The book reportedly discusses how incentives for novelty, citation, publication volume, and professional advancement can reward dramatic claims even when they rest on fragile methods. This matters to the larger thesis because Day wants to show that scientific consensus is not automatically equivalent to truth. If a field's literature contains enough uncorrected errors, then AI trained on that literature may reproduce not knowledge but institutional artifacts. The reasoning is strongest as a general warning about incentives and weakest when it moves from documented problems in some research areas to sweeping conclusions about science as a whole. Replication failures are real, but they vary by discipline, method, and research culture. The book's contribution is to treat those failures as part of a structural model rather than as isolated misconduct or accidental error. Fourthly, peer review portrayed as gatekeeping rather than quality control. A recurring theme in the book is the deterioration of peer review from a mechanism for improving research into a ritual of professional exclusion. Day connects familiar complaints about anonymous reviewers, especially the cultural figure of reviewer 2, with a deeper claim that peer review often enforces disciplinary boundaries instead of testing arguments on their merits. In this framework, credentials, institutional affiliation, and conformity to accepted assumptions become filters that determine what is treated as plausible before the evidence is fully considered. the AI review episodes are presented as an extension of this problem. This problem, because the models allegedly imitate the same reflexes without needing career incentives or personal reputations. This argument will resonate with readers already skeptical of academic authority, but it also requires careful distinction. Peer review is imperfect, inconsistent, and sometimes conservative, yet it can still detect errors, improve presentation, and prevent weak claims from entering formal literature. Hardcoded stands out by focusing less on anecdotes of unfair review and more on how automated systems may inherit the same evaluative habits. Lastly, AI as a tool for outsiders challenging expert consensus. Beyond its critique of science and evolution, Hardcoded proposes a changed role for AI in intellectual dispute. They argues that outsiders can use AI systems as adversarial reviewers, mathematical assistants, and debate partners when formal institutions are closed to them. This is presented as a method for bypassing credential-based gatekeeping. A researcher can ask an AI to test assumptions, derive equations, identify weaknesses, and simulate hostile review before publication. The book's own collaboration with Claude Athos is offered as an example of that process. The implication is significant because it shifts scientific participation from institutional access toward technical competence and iterative critique. At the same time, the book's own evidence warns against overtrusting AI. If models reproduce consensus bias, hallucinate criticisms, or reward scientific style over validity, then AI is both a tool and a source of distortion. The practical lesson is therefore ambivalent. AI may expand access to sophisticated critique, but only when users treat it as an instrument to be challenged, not as an authority replacing human judgment. In conclusion, Hardcoded is best suited to readers interested in the intersection of AI, scientific authority, peer review, and challenges to evolutionary theory. It will appeal most to scientifically literate skeptics of institutional consensus, readers following the replication crisis, and those curious about how large language models behave when asked to evaluate disputed technical claims. Its practical benefit is not that it settles the debate over evolution, since its conclusions remain sharply outside mainstream scientific acceptance. Rather, its value lies in forcing attention on how arguments are evaluated, how authority signals influence judgment, and how AI may reproduce the habits of the literature it learns from. Compared with other books criticizing academic science, Hardcoded stands out because it combines institutional critique with AI review transcripts and a self-consciously mathematical challenge to neo-Darwinian mechanisms. Compared with conventional books on artificial intelligence, it is less concerned with productivity or automation, and more concerned with epistemology, how machines classify truth, error, orthodoxy, and dissent. Readers should approach it critically, especially where it makes claims against established evolutionary biology. But it offers a distinctive case study in the emerging problem of AI-mediated scientific evaluation. If you would like to support Vox Day, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.